Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, assignment in Rio.
There were other agents on the job, all right. First, when I was in that antique shop with blonde Helena Jansen, I just missed collecting a deadly arrow from an ancient crossbow. Next, when I was with French-Italian dancer Faye Carelli, my hotel suite was ransacked. Nothing missing, but someone was anxious. Anxious, no doubt, that I should not locate that German flyer who could give me the names of the six scientists, and so the secret of the death ray. I felt it was time for another chat with my Rio contact, Sir Giles Davenport. No one answered at his Copacabana apartment. I decided to let myself in and was in the course of doing so when I felt something nudging at my spine and heard a voice growling in my ear.
Is it clear to you then, Senor, what I now grasp in my hand?
Expect so. How long, might I ask, is the blade?
Senor, were I to use it up until its hilt, then for a brief moment, perhaps, you would be able to observe the splendid sharpness of its point.
Practically a rapier. What can I do for you?
As I have warned you, Senor, you will do as I say. I'm curious to know what manner of instrument you are employing for the purpose of opening that door.
Nothing at all.
You grasp some small object in your hand.
That? Only a pipe.
A pipe? You will hand it to me.
Of course. There you are.
Well, this is indeed a strange one.
Rather novel. Picked it up in England.
This stem is most unusual, Senor.
It is, then.
You are employing this perhaps to force your way into the apartment?
Using a pipe to force my way in? Really, old chap, I ask you.
Who might you be, Senor?
Name's Carson. Bruce Carson.
And here, in Rio de Janeiro, what is your mission?
Mission? Scarcely that. Merely here as representative of British meat importing firm. Give me my card.
Oh, no, senor. Permit me to remind you what I grasp in my hand.
Rather pointed, must say.
Do not reach toward the pocket, senor. That is a ruse of which I'm well aware. It is not always with a card that one is presented.
Seem to be well up in these things. You haven't a card yourself by any chance?
Senor. You have already been presented with mine.
I see what you mean.
Carson!
Ah, oh, Sir Giles.
Upon my soul, what is going on here?
I was wondering myself.
Angelo!
Excellency, this man I discovered attempting to break into the apartment while you were out taking your walk.
Well, if he wants to break in, he's perfectly at liberty to do so. Unorthodox, but nevertheless...
Excellency, the senor is known to you?
He certainly is. A fellow bird watcher all the way from England. Come here to track down some creatures of strange plumage. Now, get that knife out of sight. Gossip.
Yes, the excellency at once.
You know this fellow, Sir Giles?
Well, I should think so, Carson. My servant, Angelo, been with me these many years. Charming fellow, really.
I pray, senor, there will come a time when I'm able to make amends for the great insult.
Just as well Angelo didn't suddenly grow savage like his Indian ancestors of two generations removed. That would have meant never knowing him. And later, I was to know him so very well, to value him for his loyalty and courage, stand in wonder of him for his strange mixture of violence and gentleness. There was a deeply apologetic air about him as he set the drinks down in front of us.
Will that be all, Excellency?
Thank you, Angelo. I'll call if there's anything further. I'll call.
As you say, Excellency. And if there is any service I may do, Senor Carson, permit it that I may hasten to oblige.
The time will come, Angelo.
Trust so, Excellency. I trust so.
Ah, well, Carson, he'll get over his upset. I've tried to break him of the excellency, but he will have it that I come from the very top deck of British nobility. However, the drinks. Soda or water?
Water, Sir Giles.
Say when.
Oh, thanks. Yes, sir?
Yes, I'll take this one straight. Good luck, Carson.
Good luck, sir. I'll need it.
Ah, pleasant. But now to brass tacks. What's been happening? When last I saw you here, you were off to look over the various night spots where our blonde bird, the flyer, might be found.
Well, I started with the Black Macaw.
The Black Macaw?
It seemed an appropriate start for a bird watcher.
Hold steady, Jeff Carson. No doubt I gave you that name on the list, but it seems I've heard it elsewhere recently.
You have? In this morning's papers?
Oh, of course. The bartender knifed or something.
Knifed very skillfully, Sir Giles. I was there at the time.
You don't say.
Strange little fellow. Wizened, rather sour-looking. I wanted to engage him in conversation. Seemed a hard nut to crack. But then the pipes worked the trick again.
How do you mean, Carson?
Oh, dragged out a Moorish pipe, and then a Bavarian one. Eyes lit up, wanted to know all about them. Anyway, got talking. He reckoned he could tell me something about a flyer, blonde, formerly with the German Air Force. Told me to wait. Meanwhile, a young woman...
Accosted you?
No. Oh. Fellow, dandified type, annoying her. She appealed to me for protection. No reason to refuse. We danced, introduced ourselves. Fake, really, you know. French-Italian. Ravishing. Dancer, old rocker. Anyway, time we got back to the bar, little Brazilian was dead.
It seems, Carson, that we've got some pretty ruthless opposition on the job.
On the job's right, sir. Last night, I went to El Rocco, one of the spots on your list.
That's right.
At the same time, I thought I might see what sort of a dancer Mademoiselle Carille really is. Superb, Sir Giles. But when she was dancing, a rather tall, rather cool-looking young woman came over to me.
What is it about you, Carson?
Pipes, Sir Giles.
Yes, I must take up that hobby. But go on.
And she explained she was a dealer in antiques with a shop in Rua de Ubidor. Helena Jensen.
Yes, I believe I know the place.
And she said there was a 16th century crossbow there that might interest me. Well, sir, I went there at 11 this morning to inspect the crossbow. It was in a box, which I was supposed to open. Seemed odd. I turned it on side, like so, opened it gently. Snap of a spring, shattering of a vase. There was an arrow quivering in the wall.
Dastardly.
I rather thought so at the time.
But why hadn't this woman opened the box herself?
I wasted no time asking that same question, sir. She said that she was acting on behalf of another person, and that the opening must be left to me.
Ah, I see.
And if, by any chance, I happened to ask who he was, I was to be told that he was formerly an aviator, and that he'd served with the air forces of Germany.
Carson, does this mean the flyer's trying to get at us?
I think not. You see, Sir Giles, Helena Jensen gave me an address. It was supposed to be the flyer's, or that of someone associated with him. Turned out to be a blind.
Someone's idea of a joke, eh?
Sir. But that's not all of it.
No?
Back at the hotel, I found my suite upside down.
How do you mean?
Uninvited callers.
Oh, I see. Anything missing?
No, nothing. Pipes, etc., all intact. Of course, there were no clues there for anyone to find.
Naturally, old man. But this all ties in. Whoever set the crossbow trap may have hastened to examine your effects before the police arrived, if you follow what I mean.
Right. On the other hand, we may have the agents of two separate powers working against us.
Prize is big enough to attract half a dozen powers, old man.
Exactly. Anyway, Sir Giles, that brings me up to my arrival here. No one home, so I thought I'd let myself in and wait. Didn't bargain for your Angelo.
You should have met him a couple of days back. But at that time, I had him working out in his unobtrusive way. He's come to light with some very valuable information. It'll save you the fag of doing all those night spots.
Well, hardly fag so far, sir. Do go on.
You recall this flyer married shortly after he arrived here?
Oh, yes. Local fashion model. Something exquisite.
Well, you'll be the judge of that.
Yeah? How so, sir?
Angelo's managed to locate the apartment building where she's living at present.
Oh, he has, but yes.
Quite close. Handy, too. In the fashion world, she was known as Paquita. She still has her maiden name on the box of the apartment. Senorita Paquita Riffio.
And the name of the apartment building?
Fiesta, of all names. Very big place. Anyway, Carson, I'll let you know how to get there, and the rest will be up to you.
I found the building easily enough. Senorita Paquita Riffio, on the box. I took the elevator to the 8th, walked along to 809, her apartment. I stopped, and my heart nearly stopped at what I heard.
No!
Hello?
Silvio!
No! Socorro!
This calls for quick action. The door.
Socorro!
What are you trying to do to that young woman? Strangle her?
Who?
I happen to be someone who has Senorita's interests very much at heart. That's better. Keep your hands to yourself.
Oh.
And if you'll be so good as to stand to one side while I telephone the police.
Police? Guardia Civil? So. Oh, no.
Wait.
Adios, senor. Adios.
Yeah. Gone. Can't be helped.
Thank you, senor. Thank you.
No trouble. Just passing. Heard Rumpus. Who was he?
To me, senor, he is entirely strange. There is a knock upon the door. Then into here he forces his way. He asks me things for which I do not have the answer.
Asks you what things, senorita?
Oh, names.
Names?
It is all to do with my former husband.
So?
But I cannot tell him. He will not believe me. He then attempts to force me, senor. Oh, I thought he would kill me.
Feeling better now?
Oh, so much. Oh.
Anything wrong?
Oh, it is me, senor. I am all wrong. Look at me in the mirror. My hair, my clothes.
Rather charming, I thought.
Oh, how ever can you say that? I must attend to myself. Pardon me, senor. I go for a few minutes to the bedroom.
Well, take your time, dear. When you get back, we'll have a little chat, eh?
Si, si, senor. Then I must thank you properly.
Hello?
I fear it will not close properly. The catch has been broken.
Of course.
But you will realize from what I hold in my hand that I desire you to raise your hands, Mr. Carson.
Well?
I am in a position to insist.
Heck. Court, see?
I fear so, Mr. Carson. This is a situation somewhat unusual for a man whose hobby is bird watching. Or is it?
So, there it was. I had a pretty fair idea what the Spanish hooligan was after. What about this fellow with a gun? There was opposition in Operation Death Ray, all right. And it seemed I was face to face with it.